just to kind of drill down, like, how would you describe the conditions today? Like, clearly it looks like a pretty, a man-made loop in terms of snow. And, you know, how did you guys go about waxing and setting up for that?
Yeah, it's a ribbon of snow. It's their usual sprint course, which is a great course. It's got flats. It has technical downhills, two big climbs, and some pretty tactical sections that make positioning as well as fast skis high priority. And for its complexity, I really love this course. The wax was essentially a straight clister day. You couldn't go with a huge clister ski with a ton of wax. You had to go pretty thin on more of a medium height ski. Otherwise, you were just dragging and it was pretty slow. But I think overall, just watching the race, it looked like a pretty fair day where everybody had equal opportunity to do well.
No real surprises here in terms of, you know, American women in the heats. Sophie Caldwell, Haley Swerbel, who seems like a go-to at this point, and Jesse Diggins. I'm just going down my list from my heats here. Jesse Diggins and Sadie. Let's start with Sophie, who advanced to a 7-person final.
Yeah, happy with the qualification today. Anytime you get 4 from one gender in there, that's a really strong day. And Sophie laying down the 3rd fastest time was awesome. That told us that we had the right wax, and that Sophie was in the shape to do well today. So that was cool. And then, you know, you would expect Jesse and Sadie also to be in there, and they solidly were. Jesse was dealing with a little bit of a tweaked neck that just sort of popped up out of nowhere today, but our PT Zuzana has been working on that, and she felt like, as the race went on, at least I have heard, that she felt better and better. So I'm happy that it didn't go the other way. And then for Haley, you know, she's back from the U.S. for her return to the World Cup, and this is the first time she's qualified in a classic sprint, and it's just so cool to see her back in the heats. It's where she's losing time is sort of through the transitions. We talked about it. She's just not shifting gears as smoothly as these veterans. But where she's not losing time are on the kind of powerful double pole sections and just the raw running uphill sections. And so she's got some really great stuff already, and it's going to be so fun to watch for the next few years.
This also, I'm just thinking of Jesse, who seems the past couple of weeks, and I know you guys had a week off last weekend, you know, if it's not up to her standards the first day, she seems to do quite well the second day.
Motivation is a powerful thing. You know, this course for Jesse could go either way. And today it wasn't quite good enough. She got gapped over the last of the two big climbs, which would normally be an insurmountable gap, and then she just came charging back through the stadium. So she had some ripping boards, but really what she has is the ability to cover ground, that fast double pole. She can just push long and powerfully. And so she was closing quickly, but it wasn't quite enough. I think, as with Nova Mesto, or you know, on the 10K skate that day, or with the second day in Oberstdorf, I think we can. Nobody will be surprised if Jesse does really well tomorrow.
Okay, I'm curious, just from your perspective, like the course. Obviously, like I said, it looks stout, and it's got some, you know, banked technical turns. That I was surprised, you know, like, for example, in the men's final and semi, I was expecting Bolshinov to, like, yard sale there.
Yeah.
But that said, there's a lot of running on these hills. And I'm curious, does that maybe favor a certain type of athlete, you know, when it comes to advancing, you know, one that's like maybe more upper body power oriented? And I'm speaking more specifically to the women's side, like more power oriented on the upper body side and less like a pure glider or stride and glider.
Yeah, there's not a lot of finesse out here. On a day like today, it's definitely true. This is built for people that are great at basically bounding with some high speed. And so athletes that are just have good raw 10, 20, 30 second speed, I think can do well on these climbs. Where this course can differ on other days is it can be tricky to kick. And on those days, it requires more of a finesse style kick. And we've seen both. But today, we were locked in with really strong kick. You didn't see a lot of herringbone out there.
Okay. Anything else on the women's side?
You know, just really cool to see the venue here continuing, even though they have a World Cup or World Cup finals every year, they have World Championships here multiple times. They're still trying to make improvements. There's a new facility building here. There was new banking to the corner that has never been built up the way that it's been built. And often you see venues get a little lethargic, a little lackadaisical year in, year out, and this venue continues to improve. So big shout out to them for trying to make that corner work.